Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
We're off to a sunny start on this Thursday morning with cooler temperatures. Hi, this is Jim O'Hara with news on WVIK Quad Cities NPR. It's 9:04. Iowa's abortion law banning the procedure at fetal cardiac activity could go into effect tomorrow. Here's more from IPR's Natalie Krebs.
3 weeks ago, the Iowa Supreme Court ruled a law that bans most abortions when cardiac activity is detected can go into effect. That can be as early as 6 weeks of pregnancy or before many people know they're pregnant. Emily Bavers is an OBGYN in Waverly who used to work for Planned Parenthood. She says the new law takes away her pregnant patients' ability to make their own medical decisions.
We've taken away the choice for women to prioritize their own health or their own well-being. We've taken away their ability to make an autonomous medical decision.
Abortion opponents say the new law will help save more embryos and fetuses across the state. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
The city of Davenport says the rate at which the Mississippi will recede has slowed down a bit due to recent storms. The good news is it will continue trending down, expected to reach 17.6 feet by this Saturday and 15.3 feet by next Wednesday. WVIK Quad Cities weather, today sunny with a high near 76. Overnight mostly clear with a low around 57. For Friday, sunny and 78. For the weekend, sunny both days with highs near 80. On Think, science has a mystery on its hands. Did life begin on the surface of the Earth or far, far below it? That discussion at noon today on Think, here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara.